Thank you for calling CrossFit Video Membership. This is Shakivia speaking. May I have your name and your zip code?
The name is Michelle Eisenberg, spelled E-I-S-E-N-B-E-R-G. My zip code is 10583.
Okay, what's your email address?
MISHY215@AOL.com.
All right, so that was MISHY?
Mm-hmm, 215@AOL.com.
Okay. Can you verify?
What?
Can you verify your name and your home address for me?
Yes, Michelle Eisenberg, 45 Boulder Ridge Road, Scarsdale, New York.
Thank you. And how may I see you on today?
So, am I showing that I have an active membership?
No, ma'am, it's canceled.
Okay, so I was supposed to receive a refund for the $79 that you guys automatically took from me, and I've not received that refund. I don't see it in my PayPal account where it was charged from.
Right, it's showing that it's approved on the account. It just doesn't have a date as to where it'll be returned back to your PayPal account.
Well, what does that mean? Because this was taken out in December. And now here we are in January, and
right.
I didn't authorize that payment, so I would like that money back.
Yes, ma'am. The refund is approved. It just hasn't updated to where it's a date that it will be refunded back to your account.
No, I heard what you said, but what does that mean?
That means that it hasn't been approved to go back to your account, but it's approved that you will get it back.
Okay.
Once we submit a refund, it gets approved, but it has to be approved to go back to whichever card or whichever account we charged it from.
But that was charged in December 3rd, and I called.
I understand, ma'am, but that's the protocol.
Now it's a month later, and I should not have to wait 3 months to get money back that I didn't authorize you taking in the first place.
Yes, ma'am, I definitely understand, but that's the protocol. We do have to put it through the system.
Can I speak to a supervisor?
You sure can. Hold one moment.
Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.